The Shooting Party by Anton Chekhov. Read by Nicholas Bolton for Naxos Audiobooks. Prelude. On an April day in the year 1880, the doorkeeper Andrei came into my private room and told me in a mysterious whisper that a gentleman had come to the editorial office and demanded insistently to see the editor.
"He appears to be a civil servant," Andrei added. "He has a cockade."
"Ask him to come another time," I said. "I am busy today. Tell him the editor only receives people on Saturdays."
"He was here the day before yesterday and asked for you. He says his business is urgent. He is begging almost with tears in his eyes to see you. He says he is not free on Saturday. Will you receive him?"
I sighed, laid down my pen, and settled myself in my chair to receive the gentleman with the cockade. Young authors, and in general everybody who is not initiated into the secrets of the profession, are generally so overcome by holy awe at the words editorial office that they make you wait a considerable time for them. After the editors show him in, they cough and blow their noses for a long time, open the door very slowly, come into the room still more slowly, and thus rob you of no little time. The gentleman with the cockade did not make me wait. The door had scarcely had time to close after Andrei before I saw in my office a tall, broad-shouldered man holding a paper parcel in one hand and a cap with a cockade in the other. This man, who had succeeded in obtaining an interview with me, plays a very prominent part in my story. It is necessary to describe his appearance. He was, as I have already said, tall and broad-shouldered, and as vigorous as a fine cart-horse. His whole body seemed to exhale health and strength. His face was rosy, his hands large, his chest broad and muscular, and his hair as thick as a healthy boy's. He was around 40. He was dressed with taste, according to the latest fashion, in a new tweed suit, evidently having just come from the tailor's. A thick gold watch chain with little ornaments on it hung across his chest, and on his little finger a diamond ring sparkled with brilliant tiny stars. But what is most important, and so essential to the hero of a novel or story with the slightest pretension to respectability, is that he was extremely handsome. I am neither a woman nor an artist. I have but little understanding of manly beauty, but the appearance of the gentleman with the cockade made an impression on me. His large...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?